Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I went for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. That book has won 5 international awards. Hope you'll check it out, thethirdingredient.com. Barry Moltz is our guest. John Chambers is up in the second half of the hour. Looking forward to getting that former CEO of Cisco on the show. Barry's been hanging out with us now for 15 years, author of You Need to Be a Little Crazy, the Truth About Starting and Growing Your Business, also Bounce, both books. Barry, you've written more than 2, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm up to number 6. My wife hasn't read any of them, though.
You know, so who knows? Yeah, and my kids either. I know what you mean. BarryMoltz.com with a Z, is that right?
Yes, sir.
So check that out in your podcast. When's it on?
It's on Saturday mornings on WCPT in Chicago, 820. It's called Small Business Talk Radio, and so join us there. I haven't been doing it as long as you. I've only been doing it for about 10 years, but it's always a lot of fun.
He does a good job, though, folks. We like encouraging folks to support Barry's work. He does good work over there. Barry, we're talking about accountability and change. Let's talk about change a little bit now. One of the things we've learned over the years here is it's not enough just to accept change. It's not enough just to recognize it. It's not even enough to manage change anymore. You'll still get run over if you merely manage change, which is what you could do 30 years ago. But in the 21st century, the second decade of the 21st century, if you're not leading change, you're going to get run over. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, and Jim, change is really hard because I think that humans only change when they're in an incredible amount of pain. And sometimes you actually need to change before you really hit that point. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you can't change too quickly. That's really the problem with CEOs leading the businesses. When should they really change their organization and when should they stay the course? So it's very, very difficult because none of us can really predict the future, except maybe my mother-in-law. You know, that's not it.
And she was wrong about you, too, wasn't she? I like what you said about knowing when to change. You know, you take a guy like John Chambers. When he wanted to make a change in Cisco, his last mile was a long way away from his desk. If you're a small business owner, your last mile, you might actually be able to throw a wadded up piece of paper and hit your last mile. So the beauty of being a small business CEO is you can make little bitty changes. You can test them and fail small and fail fast, can't you?
And that's really the key is I love the term called micro-progressing, right? Make a small change, see if it works, and if it doesn't work, go do something else. But you've got to test different outcomes to see what direction, Jim, you want to go in.
Exactly. So talk to us some more about that.
Well, I mean, I think it's important constantly to be going in the direction that you want to go and then test different things out. I mean, I love what IBM did when I was part of that organization in the 80s. You know, they came out with the personal computer, mm-hmm. and they didn't make it part of the monolithic organization. They started a separate division in a different location because they really wanted to test it out. And now we think today, they had to test the personal computer out. Well, of course, everything was big computers. But they tested it out to see, is this going to have a big effect on the computing world? And they took the bet, and it worked out. But if they took the bet and it didn't work out, they were going to be able to close it down without affecting their major business.
Right. And then they did. Then they came back in about 10 years and shifted from hardware to services to save themselves.
Absolutely.
Now, you talk about courage. And so these are the kinds of things that every small business has to go through. Barry, when you and I were pups, you could have a strategy of a brand, a model, or whatever you want to talk about, pricing strategy, whatever it might be. You could develop that. If it worked, it'd probably be good for 5 or 10 years. Today, those days are gone now, aren't they?
Absolutely. And the hard part is most of the people innovating in any kind of industry are the folks outside the industry. I mean, look at Uber and Lyft, right? The taxi companies could have done that very easily, but yes, they were so involved in their current business and their current direction, they couldn't see that.
And I'll tell you, I hear a lot of people, you know, whining and feeling sorry for the taxi industry. I don't. I use Uber all the time because I remember being abused by the taxi industry. They were so smug about what they had. They did it to themselves. Folks, if you want to make sure this doesn't happen to you, go watch what's going on with the taxi industry right now. That could be you one day if you don't lead change.
Absolutely, Jim. I believe that the taxis, through their poor service and sticking their head in the sand, they brought Uber and Lyft on themselves.
Well, and that happens so often. And the other thing that you got to do, I think, Barry, is don't just look for change that is going to affect you. Don't just look for it in your industry. You think Marriott saw Airbnb coming?
Right. I don't think so. I mean, now everyone's jumping on the bandwagon, but someone outside the industry, and that's the difficult part. I mean, you look at Blockbuster, Redbox, Netflix, right? I mean, Blockbuster was so used to thinking, okay, people are going to come to the store, they're going to rent video. They didn't see that perhaps with Redbox they would go to a kiosk, or with Netflix you would just get it online.
That's exactly right. Hey, Barry, I got to wrap it up. Good job today, as always. Thank you for being here.
Thanks,
keep
Jim.
Up the good work, and come back soon.
Great. Thanks so much, Jim. Bye-bye.
Barry Moltz, ladies and gentlemen. Moltz is how you say his last name. Spell his last name, BarryMoltz.com. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating 21 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.